Well, joining us here today on Hoosier Ag Today is Don Weiss. He is a corn and soybean producer from Allen County. He's also a member of the Executive Committee for the United Soybean Board. And Don has also served on the Allen County Council since he was first elected in 2022. And Don, let's talk about disease pressure. I'm hearing a lot of different things across not just in northern Indiana, northeastern Indiana, but all across the Midwest, fungus pressure. We're talking tar spot. We're talking southern rust. We're talking white mold in soybeans. What can you tell me about any disease pressures or any sort of pressures that you've had or you've faced concerning your corn and soybean crops there across Allen County, Don?
We're out in the fields and seeing different pressures. But a little bit of southern rust, a little bit of tar spot in the corn, nothing major in our area. Of course, it's been quite variable around this area, around northeast Indiana. But all in all, you know, we're kind of at that time of the year where we're going to just have to wait and see what we have out there and hope that the management work that we did in the last couple months is going to carry us across into the finish line, even with this dry weather that we faced.
And Don, I'm also hearing, of course, different reports from USDA, from the crop tour that took place a few weeks ago, that we could see record yields this year, once again, for both corn and soybeans. What are you thinking in terms of yields in your neck of the woods, maybe not just for your farm, but those in the surrounding areas around Allen County? How are corn and soybean crops looking overall, Don?
Well, I hate to use the word variable again, CJ, but I'll throw it out there anyway. You know, we just wrapped up the month of August. And if it wouldn't have been for a 3/4-inch rain that came through Fort Wayne on August 28th, we would have had just an extremely dry August, even with that rain in our area, in our farms area. We still are faced with the 8th driest August overall in the Fort Wayne area. I definitely know there's been areas of the northeast Indiana that have gotten better rains than that. And so I do think the yields will be quite variable. I think overall yields on soybeans, I never like to see a dry August. And, you know, I think we're going to be dealing with smaller beans, and we took off at that top edge of that yield potential as we went through that dry August with some high heat there in mid-August. Corn, I was worried about just kernel fill and overall test weight, you know, but corn, I'm a little more optimistic on corn, but like you say, with that disease pressure, it may have just quietly knocked out some additional yields with some of those late disease pressures that came in. So it's going to be variable this year, CJ. I think there's going to be some areas that are going to see fantastic yields and others that are going to struggle. How that average shakes out will be the key.
Chatting with Don Weiss. He's an Allen County corn and soybean producer here on Hoosier Ag Today. And you talk about the dry weather that we saw during the month of August, especially around Allen County and northeastern Indiana. But starting about August 20th, 22nd, we saw the temperatures dip. They were in the, I'd say, lower to mid-90s there for a good stretch of the early part of the month. And then I'd say the last 10 days or so, it did cool down and we're seeing cooler temperatures, and it's going to stay cool for a while. How is that impacting the crops, and is that to the benefit, or is that certainly we need the rain, but how are the cooler temperatures impacting corn and soybeans in your area, Don?
Well, it definitely impacted from the fact that it slowed down the maturing of the corn and soybeans. I thought we were just going to race into harvest this fall. It slowed down a little bit here as the temperatures have cooled, but I do think we're going to see harvest. Starting to hear potential harvest from folks around the area of in the next week or two being out and trying to harvest corn and soybeans, those earliest varieties and maturities of the corn and soybeans in the next week or two. So it's around the corner, and I think we'll see activity here before too long.
I find it ironic, of course, you find this every single year, Don, that when we spoke back in April, the main issue was that we had too much rain and moisture that delayed the start of planting for you and a lot of other folks in your neck of the woods. And now we're seeing the opposite, a lot of dry weather conditions that are really delaying harvest for a lot of folks in your area as well, Don. So kind of a 180 from where we were when we last talked back in April, Don.
We ride the weather roller coaster, and it's been a wild one again this year, CJ. And I guess at this point, as we get into harvest season, we know the weather can turn again. So I hope for the benefit of all listening that that will be in a combine here soon, that it does straighten out and gives us a nice stretch of weather for harvest.
Don, tell me a little bit about your harvest preparations. You mentioned that some folks may be looking to get combines in the field here, perhaps this weekend or sometime here before too much longer. What's the timetable for you and your farm operation to begin the harvest process, Don?
I think we will see activity in our farm begin in the next 2 to 3 weeks. We're a little bit later with the later start in the spring, as well as we focus more on fuller season maturities and varieties on the corn and soybeans. But as we know, this time of year, the days tick by fast, and we'll be out there soon. I just wish all the folks out in the fields here safe and bountiful harvest. And just as the days become long and fatigue and rushing set in, just again, take the time to do things the right way and be safe out there.
Once again, Don Wiese, a corn and soybean producer from the Fort Wayne area. And Don, thank you so much for joining us here today on Hoosier Ag Today. I appreciate it.
Thank you.